For all expectant couples, becoming a parent is a thrilling journey. But becoming a parent amid a global pandemic can be stressful, lonely, and isolating. At a time where a couple should be overjoyed and excited, they now worry about the effects of the COVID-19 virus on the pregnancy, the unborn baby, the childbirth, and when the baby's born, every milestone that they'll hit without anyone being around to witness it. My name is Kelly, and welcome to the Diary of a Pandemic Parent. Today, I'm joined by Jasmine Davidson, a loving wife and mom of 7-month-old Chloe. Jasmine spent most of her pregnancy and the first few months of motherhood in quarantine, and like many pandemic parents, she's had her highs and lows. Thanks, Jasmine, for joining me today. So I'm curious, what does one expect when they're expecting during an unexpected pandemic?
At the beginning, my biggest concern was, oh my God, I have to spend every day with my husband, and we don't have like a big group of friends, but we're pretty busy people. I work a lot. He works a lot. We have family to see. We run around. We live further from everyone else. So when we do something, it's more of an event. So we didn't slow down very much. So that was the biggest concern. I was like, my God, 24 hours a day, that's the only person that I'm going to see. And it ended up working out. I mean, we got married for a reason, right? So I feel like that's the reason in itself was that.
So what did life look like for you before the pandemic and before your pregnancy?
Life before the pandemic, I guess I kind of just gave everything to my job and everything else kind of didn't really matter. It was always work and my hours were long. And right before the start of the pandemic, I started another job that in the same field, but definitely less time consuming. I would do my hours and maybe a little bit extra, but I was in like a weird transition period when the pandemic started. So I was already slowing down and the pandemic just made me slow down completely. And now, obviously, I don't even know if I think the pandemic just made everything happen faster, but I think it would have happened on its own because now, like, everything is more important when it comes to my family life.
So reflecting on your time during the pandemic, how would you say the virus and or the government restrictions impact your pregnancy?
When I was about 5 or 6 months pregnant, I guess, it was in December, I had a 3-day hospital stay. I remember the day I was eating Eggos, which is like something I don't eat. That was totally a pregnancy craving. I started having really bad back pain, but I mean, when you're pregnant and that's not like an abnormal thing. So I finished eating and I went to lie down for a bit and the pain was just getting worse and I ended up getting sick because the pain was so bad. And
what's wrong, Bobby?
Your Ziploc bag behind you. Do you mind reaching for it?
Okay.
The Ziploc bag.
Would that make you be quiet? Deuces.
Yeah, so the pain got so bad that I ended up getting sick from the pain and I ended up calling Matt and I couldn't catch my breath. The pain was so overwhelming. And when it's your first child, you don't know what a contraction is. And it was very early. I was like 20, 22 weeks. Like I was way too early to be having contractions. I ended up in the ER. They sent me up to labor and delivery. And that was like the first time where I had been in a hospital in years, right? So there was all the COVID protocols and I had no idea what was going on. I was in so much pain. Because of my symptoms, I was sick. And they asked questions when you get into the hospital at that point. And it was like, do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Are you missing sleep? Like, so vague, the questions that like, when you're pregnant, you basically say yes to all the questions. So they put me in the COVID ward. And finally, they sent me up to labor and delivery. And they put like a monitor on me. And Matt was in the parking lot. And I have no idea what's going on. And the nurses are just like running around trying to figure out if I'm in labor or if something else is wrong or something's wrong with the baby. And I remember sitting and I'm in like this room, no windows, by myself. Nurses like don't even introduce themselves because they're just like running in and out. And they have the monitor on me. I'm in excruciating pain. I can't even catch my breath. And that's the only time where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this by myself. Like, I don't know if I'm about to lose the baby. I don't know if I'm in labor. Finally, hours later, they figured out that I had a kidney stone. And it took days for them to figure out what to do and multiple visits to go back. And every time we went back, it was like, well, your husband could come in, but he can't leave the hospital. And it's just not real. Like, you can't just drop everything and move into the hospital when you're not sure how long you're going to be there and everything that's going on. So that was the only time where the COVID stuff was like next level. And December 2020 is when we were like in really bad shape.
What would you say was the most challenging part about, you know, being pregnant during the pandemic?
Being pregnant during the pandemic, I think, was a lot of good. And there's obviously a lot of bad at the same time. Not bad in a, it affected everything. I think it's just everyone's expectations weren't obviously the same because there were so many restrictions. The biggest part was I felt bad, I guess, for my family because they didn't get to see the evolution of my pregnancy. It's not the same when you show someone on FaceTime. That was probably the hardest thing. And the doctor appointments, I was forced to go by myself. And the doctors in my clinic are super nice. And I mean, they understood that everyone had to go through this on their own because the partner wasn't allowed in. But the hardest part was retaining all that information because they're just throwing information at you all the time by yourself. And French isn't my mother tongue. I feel like it takes two people in those appointments because they give you so much information to remember. And you walk out of there and you're like, man, I really hope I can remember literally everything they just said to me. Because it's all important information and you're by yourself and you're overwhelmed. And sometimes they tell you things that you're not expecting. Like, and you just kind of have to go through it by yourself. And that was, I think, the hardest part. But I think the way that my pregnancy went, I am not unsatisfied with. It was nice in a way to have to do everything by ourselves because there wasn't anyone else like interjecting themselves. Not that I think my family would have interjected in any way, but we were the only two really in our bubble. So we were living day to day, but only together. And it was more special. I think that way you have to rely on the other person because that's the only person that you can see or and that's around you every day. So when I wasn't feeling well or when things were happening, he had no choice but to be the person. I mean, not that he would have done it any other way, but he was the person that I had to depend on. So in a way, it's like we had this whole world where it was just us and no one was invited in. Not because we didn't want them, because that was the rule, right? So it kind of worked out where we just had this like really special thing together.
So now that the Quebec government is slowly starting to lift COVID-19 restrictions, what does life look like for you now?
For me, the pandemic was like the turning moment because there's like my life before and my life after. And I don't think the pandemic was the cause of that. It kind of just is that way. My life before and my life after is the same. Not that we're in the after yet. But the daily routine is like just different now because I'm just a different person. So I don't miss the way things were before, and I don't have a situation where I can't take myself out of my mom life. So I still go to the movies with my sister and leave my child at home with my husband. We joke and say that we probably spend more time together alone now than we did before because now everyone wants to spend time with our child. So we have three sets of grandparents in our family. So it's always like, do you guys want to go out for dinner on Saturday night? And I guess we just look at each other and go, I guess, like, here, have the child come over and put her to sleep and hang out with us. And we get to do stuff. So we found like a good balance of being new parents and still being ourselves. I still do the things I want to do. I still go shopping. I still go to the movies. I still go to restaurants. Like, we just found a new way of doing things.
Jasmine, thanks for joining me today and sharing your story. I'm happy to hear that everything worked out in its own unique way. And to our listeners, stay tuned for episode 2 of Diary of a Pandemic Parent, where we chat with Angela Valerio, mother of two, about her experience during the pandemic juggling a full-time work-from-home job, raising two kids under the age of 10, and tending for her husband, who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Thanks for listening.